It is one of the biggest miscarriages of justice ever in these islands. The post office scandal in Britain, which saw hundreds of people who ran post offices wrongly accused and prosecuted for criminal offences because of a faulty IT system known as Horizon. The first report into the scandal has now been published and it focuses on its human impact as well as issues around compensation. Wynne Williams, who chaired the inquiry, said at least 59 people had contemplated suicide, of whom 10 had attempted it, and more than 13 may have killed themselves due to the scandal. Deirdre Connolly ran a post office at Killeter in Strabane in County Tyrone, as well as two more outreach offices in Ochabrach and Ardstraw. She was wrongly accused of stealing more than £15,000 by the post office. And she joins us now. Deirdre, thank you so much for taking our call this morning. And this accusation that was levelled at you, it followed a so-called audit of one of the outreach offices. Will you tell us about a meeting that was held between you and the post office at the Omagh Royal Mail Sorting Office? You were asked a question that day that absolutely terrified you.
Yes, firstly, the meeting was in Omagh Sorting Office. Myself and my husband went up, but my husband was frog marched out to the street. He was not allowed to be with me. So we went on, I went on to the meeting with my family solicitor at the time and started questioning me about all the, where did the money go? Did you take the money? What and all this here? And then they asked me, did you take the money for paramilitaries? And that scared the life out of me.
Because the implications of asking that question for you in somewhere like Strabane.
Yeah, 100%. I just fell apart at that stage.
Because that's a question that could... You end up being dead.
I'm my family. You just don't know. So it was an awful, horrendous interrogation, as I call it. It wasn't investigation, it was interrogation. I think I would just like now the interrogator to apologise to it, that there was two of them at the time.
So Deirdre, you were so scared at the time. Did you feel you had no choice then but to pay the money that you were being accused wrongly of stealing?
Well, at the end of the day, when you're postmaster, the buck stops with you. So I had to pay up. There's nothing in it. I knew I hadn't taken it. But after that interrogation, my mental health wasn't coped. So it had to be paid. I had to go around asking family for money to pay it. And imagine the shame of that, going around asking your family to borrow money.
What was the impact on your health, Deirdre?
It was actually having money extorted from me with menace, you know what I mean? My mental impact was I didn't come out of the house. I fell apart for a number of years. I took epilepsy 2013 after that. And so there my independence, total independence was taken from me. To this day, I will still be paranoid about people thinking that I took the money, even after yesterday, Sir Wynne's recommendations. It's great to know that he thinks that the whole thing was disturbing. That was one of his comments yesterday. And, for a High Court judge to say that just shows you the post office, what they're like.
And you say you went from being, I'm reading from your own testimony to the inquiry when it sat in Belfast in 2022. Yeah. You say you went from being a hardworking, respected, confident person to being a recluse, not wanting to see anyone, to talk to anyone. You felt so much shame, embarrassment and anger.
Exactly. That's it.
And
if you're accused of taking money, you would be like that as well, Audrey. Because I've never taken a penny in my life from anybody, and to be accused of that there was awful.
Yeah. And the impact on your family, Deirdre?
My family is just son's anxiety, daughter's anxiety. My husband, he had to cope with the shop, cope with me. For us to be still together as a unit, it's amazing. Shows you the unit we have.
And listening to Wynne Williams yesterday and reading what he had to say, that line about 13 people may have killed themselves because of the scandal, and 59 people had contemplated suicide, and you were one of them, Deirdre.
Yeah, that's a very fine line. It really is. Whenever I got a letter through the letterbox saying that there was going to be no criminal proceedings instigated against me, I fell apart that night. I was naive because I thought, I'd done nothing wrong. I didn't think that far ahead. And I just fell apart at that stage.
And what stopped you?
Somebody came to the door. A friend of mine came to the door. So, and I thought of my children. And I said, no.
How did the local community react when all this was going on?
There's no smoke without fire. That was most, a lot of them, but there was few that came to me and stuff, but I heard a lot of stuff and stuff back again, which was hard to listen to. But that's why I avoided the place. But there was one person up in the rural community that sent me a message and says, get back up into that shop. You've done nothing wrong. Hold your head up high. And I'll never forget that woman for doing that. And that really shook me up a wee bit and says, right, you're right.
Have you been compensated, Deirdre, for everything that's happened?
I took compensation settled last year because I couldn't take any more. My mental health couldn't take any more. It was fight, fight, fight. You were constantly fighting against government. So you were there. You got your all your figures were done by a forensic accountant and independent financial accountant, and they still picked at them. And I said, "No, that's enough. My mental health couldn't have taken any more, Audrey."
So is it all over now, as far as you're concerned?
Well, I'm actually on my way to London today to meet up with a few people tonight regarding that has been involved in the whole scandal. Just to have a catch up. Though I've made some good friends over the period as well.
Well, Deirdre, thank you so much for talking to us this morning and for telling us your story and the impact of the whole thing on you, the whole
thank
scandal
you,
on you. And we wish you nothing but the best, you and your family. Thank you very much.
Thank
indeed.
You very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now,
Deirdre Connolly there joining us. And again, rte.ie/helplines for anyone who might need any little bit of extra support this morning. It's 7:32. This is Morning Ireland, and Brian's here with the latest news.